This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I read a story about a man from India by the name of Vivek Ranadiv, of Indian descent, who is a software executive in the Silicon Valley in California. Although he never played basketball himself before, he volunteered as his daughter's head basketball coach. Any fathers been coaches or mothers of your kids? You know what that's like. It's an awful experience. I coached a soccer team. I didn't even know, and I'm not making this up, Elizabeth soccer team, and I honestly did not know how to play soccer. So I'm meeting with a group of novice kids and say, teach me how to play soccer so I can be your coach. It really didn't make a lot of sense, but that's what I did. So he quickly realized, Vivek did, that his team of 12 and 13-year-old girls was really naive about basketball. So was he. For them to win, he said, we had to do something totally different. Some of you may have seen this on the news. What they decided to do was this. We don't have athletic ability. We're not skilled in the sport at all. He decided to use what's called a full court press on every single play, offense and defense. His girls might not have been the best athletes, but by keeping up the constant pressure on the other team, took them all the way to their local championship. Isn't that interesting? He said, we're not going to be able to win by doing traditional things. We're going to have to do something different. What's my point in telling that? Simply this. What would happen if kingdom men and kingdom women had that same kind of creativity to say, we're going to do this for the kingdom. We're going to do something different. We're going to use creativity. We're going to use ingenuity. We're going to use a different method because, you see, we happen to love Jesus Christ with all our hearts and all our souls and all our minds, and we're kingdom people. We're kingdom people, not just church people. I want to focus on the last passage in Luke. It's in the next chapter, Luke 18. This is very touching to me. Verse 15 says, people were also bringing babies to him, to Jesus, for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them or stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, listen to this verse. This is really important. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never, never, never. Do you get the word? Never, never enter it. What does that mean? You put away all the stuff that makes you feel proud of your intellect. You put away all the stuff that makes you feel proud of your accomplishments, your track record, your resume. You put away everything that puts you in opposition to the Lord. Did you know the Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives his grace to the humble? I never knew what that meant. Until I found out this, that when it says God resists the proud man or proud woman, it means he becomes the opponent. God becomes the opponent of a proud man or a proud woman. I don't want to be on the other side of the scrimmage line or the other side of the court with the Lord God Almighty. I don't want to become his opponent, and neither should you. Well, this was a message given in March at the International Baptist Church of Stuttgart, Germany. We conclude this message tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.